All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. This time we have a very special video, and by special I mean I'm not going to be posting it anywhere but MGTOW.TV. This is only for you guys, because it's something that you'll understand more than a lot of other audiences. And though I don't get that many hits on MGTOW.TV, this is something that's just going to fit more towards this crowd. I might put it on BitChute later, I'm not sure. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. So, something happened today that I didn't expect. I had a different kind of schedule with my work day, and I needed a ride home. And my ride wasn't able to actually help me out, so I had to get another person to ride with. I've never ridden with them before, and they're also new. They just kind of showed up. So, anyway, you know, I'd heard a little bit about what was going on, and he talked about his issues. Now, this guy had been divorced, okay? And he said that they separated on good terms, but, you know, from where he talks, there's a lot going on. He said, look, I just got out of rehab, and he said something, he said that there was a ticket that he's got to pay off before he can get into the military, because his original goal was not actually to be employed where I am, but actually to go into either the, I think he said the Army or the National Guard. Now, I mean, I told him, I said, you know, are you sure? He's like, you know what? He said, honestly, man, I'm just gonna tell you. I don't wanna be one of those people that does a 9-to-5 for the rest of their lives and just eats, sleeps, shits, reproduce, and all that. And that's not me. He said, I don't want to do that. He said, I don't even care if I die, is what he said. And the guy's 33 years old, so this isn't some young 20-something. This is a guy that's had some experience. He said, I've had a lot of different things that happen. He said, like, I can't even just get into all of it. But he said, actually, you know, he had just the ability where he can get kind of any kind of job he wants, but that's not what he wants. He says he said, I know he's a really overbearing family and they're good to have, but at the same time, he wants to go somewhere and do something. And he definitely doesn't want to get married again or anything like that. I think he's through with that. And I said, look, you don't have to worry about any of this. It seems like his ex-girlfriend is, or ex-wife is going to head to another area. So he's not sure if he'll be able to see his kids there and all that. And he seems to really enjoy his time with his kids, but I think something's telling him that, yeah, he's not going to be able to be with them anymore. And it's a lot of stuff. But he said it's not even just about the kids. He said he wants to do something else. And he said when he was real, before he went to rehab, he said he was really nihilistic about his life. Like, I said, yeah, like really existential. Like, he said, I didn't want to be like everyone else. He said, I realize that I just have this one life. And I said, well, that's what you have. And I said, think about it like this. I said, I don't know if there's anything after. I mean, but whether there is or there isn't, you only have this life. Like, that's all you get, really. And I said, but think about it. You can do anything you want. And he said, yeah. It's like, you can do anything. It's like you could go travel Japan or go to, you know, Africa, Korea, all these other different countries, you know, explore the world, go see the world. People don't get a chance to do that. I said a lot of people, they grow up in one area and they die in that same area. That's it. That's their life. They don't get to go and see things and do things. And I said, you know what? Maybe this country isn't doing very well, and you might be able to escape the issues in this current in the country by going to another area. Because I don't know how long we've got, but I'd say it's going to shit. And he said, well, you know, it's kind of the whole world, man. And like TFM said, yeah, it's gonna hit us anywhere. It doesn't really matter. Well, no, not like TFM. Like, I think Drexel actually said that, because TFM was like, yeah, I'll go to Alaska, but it seems like it's going to hit us regardless. Things are not looking good. So he's like, I want to do something that gets my adrenaline pumping. I'm so tired of doing this kind of thing. And of course, I told him to talk to a guy that I work with that had been through the military and was in infantry and all that. And I told him some of the stories of, you know, TFM has told me about, you know, I said, look, man, you do realize there's a good possibility you could actually die. Because there are ambushes that they set up. You know, TFM has told me that there were times where he had to set up men to die so that other men could ambush the enemy. And I said, you could be a part of that group. And he said, well, you know, he's like, as long as it gets my adrenaline pumping and I can't... It's like, dude really wants to feel it. Like, he wants to feel the... I don't know. Some people are just like that. He's got to feel that his life is hanging in the balance to, I guess, understand, to really live. There's something really philosophical about that. I guess that's why some people like really... Maybe that's like some people like really ridiculously difficult challenges, like in games and things where they feel like, oh, you know, I mean, it gives you that kind of adrenaline rush. So maybe that's what he's going for there. But another thing he'd said, he's like, you didn't notice that there was any alcohol on me at work. It's like, I didn't smell anything on you, no. And of course, he said, wow, surprised. I said, I do now, but I didn't then. I didn't even know the guy was driving drunk, you know. That's not a great thing, but that does happen sometimes, you know. I just hope the guy made it home safely. He's a very smart guy. Very intelligent dude. He's one of those guys that has a good... he's an intellectual. He's definitely an intellectual. He's just in that nihilistic phase that you get when you've been through... He's like, I did the thing. I had the kids. I had the wife. I did all that. It's like, what's next? It's like, dude, you can do... And I told him, you can do anything now. You know? And he just wants to not... I think he's drinking from the nihilism of life. He's probably gonna go home and get fucking shit-faced. I don't know, man. He was with this girl and... You know, yeah, she's a German Shepherd, but I don't think he cares. Like, honestly, I just think all his want to give a shit is gone. Like, he don't care anymore. I mean, he told me he just went through a lot. He didn't tell me everything. Like, I didn't get the guy's full life story, but, you know, I could tell he went through a lot. His brothers were all in the military. He had a sticker on his vehicle in the military. So he wants to get in there. And he doesn't even really want to work these jobs. He's just here so he can pay off his ticket, which he hasn't been told how much it is, but he wants to, you know, he says probably over 1,000, and he wants to go ahead and do it. Now, a lot of you guys will say, well, you know, it's kind of dumb that he would choose to drive under the influence while, you know, already having a ticket. But you can clearly see the guy has had some problems. He just got out of rehab, which shows that rehab really doesn't fucking work that well, then, does it? I've known alcoholics all my life, so I knew how to act, you know, all that kind of thing. I could tell what was going on. Except this wasn't a man like my father's age, and, you know, I was the young boy. This was two guys around the same age, one of them dealing with alcohol, and, I mean... It's a cult for many, and it can really destroy people's lives. So, he just, maybe it's the nihilism of just not wanting to be that person, you know? Like, he doesn't want to be just the regular guy. He wants to feel some kind of excitement. I don't know, like, some people want to go on this quest, like they see in games. He was always big on, like, Elder Scrolls and playing these big games and stuff like that. So he likes to, maybe that's what, maybe he wants the great adventure, you know, like the anime adventure. And the guy was into that kind of stuff. So maybe that's what he's looking for. He's like, I want to be the hero. And it's like, well, you know, some guys do. They do want to be the hero. And, you know, guy's very charismatic. Of course, I don't know if that's just the booze or whatever, but he told me, he said, I don't really try to get to know people too well because I don't know how long I'm going to be there. Because he's always, you know, trying to look for something else. It's weird, the kind of people that you meet. That's real. That's me in real life trying to basically be the Grim Lord and, you know, tell him to self-actualize and You know, go do the thing you want to do, you know. I mean, I can't tell the guy to get off. You can't tell the alcoholic to get off the alcohol. That's like trying to tell a drug addict. Oh, yeah, he knows the shit's not good for him. He's been to rehab. He knows the shit's not good for him. And a lot of times, now one thing that was interesting is he told me that he was taught in the rehab that divorce was just a part of life and that, you know, you just go through it. And I said, well, I'm sure it's hard. You know, I'm sure it's not something you get over easy. You know, they were married for 12 years, guys. 12 years of marriage. So they met when they're fairly young. You know? It's crazy, right? They just recently got divorced and he's still hurting. And I mean, it might be the internet, it might be Chad Tyrone, it might be, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It might be hypergamy. You know, he said she just got tired of him after a while, or he just got, I don't know, maybe it could have been a booze, maybe it could have been a lot of things. I don't know what happened, but all I know is that he's still kind of reeling from it, and I don't know. I told him, well, if you want adventure, if you want to do that, then go do that. But I did encourage him to go to the National Guard. I did encourage him to not go into the battlefield. You know, I told him, I said, look, a lot of the guys I graduated with, only like 75% of them, 75% of them died in the war, you know, like they're gone. And I said, I'm thankful that I wasn't one that went because I wouldn't be here right now. And yeah, my life might not be amazing, but I enjoy it. You know, I'm having a good time. I'm having fun and the time we have left. So, you know, that's basically what I want to address to you guys here. Is that there's a lot of people that are, you know, of course we know they're struggling, but it's one thing to go on the internet and talk to somebody, you know, about their problems, you know, where you're kind of just vicariously being sort of a guide, or I don't even like to use the word therapist, but you're hearing them out vicariously, you know, none of you would see each other and can actually hear what's going on, you know, not hear, but you can feel the energy when you're around somebody that's actually going through some issues. You can feel like an air of distress, and you can't really get that on the, I mean, you might in the internet sometimes, you can kind of understand that people are going through shit. Like, I can hear from their voice sometimes that they're going through a lot. That furry that Drex did a show with, pardon me, he seemed like he was really depressed in some ways, and I could hear that in his voice. I don't know where that came from, but anyway, it's kind of rough, guys, and it's just things that happen when you're actually talking with somebody. And I mean, we actually went the long way around, which my place wasn't that far, but he picked the long way, and we went the long way around, and he could tell me everything that was going on, and he just had a lot to say. So, I mean, I told him, I said, I'd listen, and sometimes that's what you gotta do to your fellow brothers, man. Like, we've got to listen to our brothers. We've got to, you know, if somebody's got some problems, you need to hear them out. You need to talk to them. That's what we're supposed to do here as men. Men suffer, you know, men have a lot of issues, like he's drinking to, you know, avoid the pain, and he's got him into rehab. There's a lot more going on there. Somebody doesn't abuse alcohol just because they like to drink. I know that for a fact. Just because you like to drink alcohol, you know, like parties and stuff, that's not people that usually abuse alcohol. People that abuse alcohol are usually hiding from something. They're usually using it as a shield to protect them from things they don't want to face. And horrible, depressing things. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. He may have played himself out to be a completely different person. Because, of course, you know, I think, I mean, I guess that girl rode home. He drove her in the afternoon. Or no, we had to be there early in the morning, so maybe he drove her in the morning. But I don't know what's going on with them. Again, it's not something really big. It's just he doesn't care. So a lot of guys are like, oh, German Shepherd. No, the guy doesn't care. It literally doesn't matter. He's just doing the thing and trying to move his ass on to something else where he can feel adrenaline and energy and spark and whatever he wants. Something that isn't the 9-to-5 droll. I can understand that. I get it. Like I told him, I understand where you're coming from. I get it. I totally understood what he was talking about, you know. And I mean, it's hard to talk about because, you know, again, you go on here and you know, I'll do my little lectures and things like that. Like we lectured about the occult, and that didn't get good until later on, by the way, guys. It's not until I pause the fucking game that things actually start getting interesting. But no. This is something a hell of a lot different. This is something where you actually have to, like, hear somebody's personal, like, just the shit they're going through. It's hard to even really put into words, you know? Because you can do this all day on the internet and not really feel that much from it. But when you do it in person, it's a little different. So, again, we gotta really start talking with our brothers, and a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are hurting. Like that furry said, a lot of furries are fucking hurting. Maybe that's where a lot of the fight against the weebs or whatever comes from, because they're suffering, and they don't want other people to be happy with their characters or whatever. It can be very possible. But yeah, it's generally just not a good thing. Suffering is a part of life. I know that. Suffering is something that's always gonna be there. You know, life is suffering. That's the first rule of Buddhism. First teaching of Buddhism is life is suffering. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind. Everybody suffers, but some people, well, they suffer in different ways than others, you know. Some people, They have to have different coping mechanisms, and there's a lot of ways that people cope. You know, alcohol, some people use drugs of all different sorts. I'm not just talking about drugs like alcohol, not heroin or meth, or some people use those, but there's also like games and stuff. People use that to kind of escape, and books and just like stuff like that. I mean, even, you know, some of the stuff I do, you might be escaping. Well, yeah, I might be on certain things, but there are things that can help. I mean, even like dolls. Some guys use that to kind of deal with their issues that are going on, and it helps them, and they work through it. And it's a healthier method than maybe like than one would say for drugs and alcohol, which a lot of people turn to. So no, the Grim Lord didn't ask this guy about a doll. I didn't even mention it. Like, one thing you guys don't know about me, I don't mention the fact that I have a doll anymore. It's just, it doesn't do anything. Like, it doesn't do anything. It just kind of, you know, it weirdens people out a little bit. It's something that, you know, I'm not ashamed or anything. I'm just saying it's just not something that really you need to admit in public. Oh, look, everybody, it doesn't matter. Some people get interested, yeah, but it's not a big deal. And I really wish my co-host would stop mentioning it, but he's not working there anymore, doesn't plan to, so I don't think I'll have to worry about that. But yeah, I've stopped mentioning it, and I've been better because of it. I just don't think it's something that needs to be mentioned. Of course, you know, a lot of my managers and bosses know it, but they've noticed that I've changed a lot, that I'm kind of a different person now, and I guess that happens after you go through a lot more struggles in life, things that I've been going through lately, they kind of strengthen you. And so that's what I'm doing right now, trying to move on. And it's hard. you know. Obviously, my voice is kind of strained. I still have acid there and here and there. And it might not never go away, but it might just be something I got to deal with, you know, for the rest of my life. And regardless, it's just, you know, things happen. And I'm not going to go too far into this. You know I get into my rambling mode. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time when Grim rants into the heavens.